For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fam. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful Tuesday. All right, I want to read a tweet to you guys. This is from Nick Capel. He is the director of media relations for the Kansas City Royals. That is important to note because of the tweet. His tweet reads, Bobby Witt Jr. has 30 home runs. Aaron Judge has 51 home runs. If Bobby Witt Jr. played all of his games at Yankee Stadium, then Witt Jr. would have 38 home runs. If Aaron Judge played all of his games at Kauffman Stadium, then he would have 38 home runs. Later in the show, we're going to have Joel Goldberg. You guys are certainly familiar with him. He is the Royals pre- and post-game host for Bally Sports. I asked him, I'm going to give you an MVP vote. I want you to make the case for Bobby Witt Jr. over Aaron Judge. Here's what he said.
But the numbers that he is putting up are historical. When you got a guy in Judge that's leading in homers, RBIs, OPS, OPS plus, WAR, on and on and on. But he and Bobby Witt Jr., we ran a graphic last night, have a WAR of, at least before last night, like 9.6 each of them. And we were rattling off the players since 2000 that have had a 10-plus WAR, wins above replacement, in a season. Bonds did it four times. A-Rod did it once. Mookie Betts did it once. It's all names like that. Mike Trout did it twice. If Aaron Judge gets to 10, he's going to have done it twice. My point on that is that he and Bobby Witt Jr. are neck and neck there. So my argument on Bobby Witt Jr. would be, I think there's two or three things I would say. One, very few people in the history of the game have had a season like he's had, statistically. That may be as much a product of just his very unique skill set. We've seen power hitters before. We've seen some version of an Aaron Judge before. We very rarely have seen this type of version of what we're getting from Bobby Witt. The speed and power combination, the leading the league in hits and batting average.
That was Joel Goldberg. We're going to play that full conversation for you guys coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Now, I would love to ride with Bobby Witt Jr. I really would. But we don't have to do this in relation to Aaron Judge and the season that we're having. Rob, I don't know if you're familiar with the most recent Twitter back and forth, but it's debating on who should have done the halftime. Should it have been Lil Wayne or should it have been Kendrick Lamar? I'm not going to tear down Lil Wayne and try to build up Kendrick Lamar, vice versa. We're talking about two GOATs, two legends. I'd have been happy with either one of those guys doing the Super Bowl. For all the years that I had to sit through U2 or Bruce Springsteen or The Who, the fact that I get to hear Humble during the Super Bowl halftime show, you will not hear a complaint out of me. You got two all-time legends, two great choices. These are two great baseball players. We don't have to try to take away from what Aaron Judge has done to build up what Bobby Witt Jr. is doing. With all of that said, this is not close, friends. I say that as somebody who is a huge Bobby Witt Jr. fan, just like you guys. Aaron Judge, this is just on the road. On the road this year, he has 20 doubles. He has 25 home runs, 67 RBIs, and is hitting .313 this season on the road, Aaron Judge. He has 55 walks on the road this year. I have not counted a single game at Yankee Stadium. He still would be a 30-75 RBI guy in just the half season of work. Aaron Judge is the American League MVP. Bobby Witt Jr. is going to finish second in the MVP vote. It's incredible. At under 25 years old, Bobby Witt's going to win a couple of these by the time he's done. He's too good of a player. He's too versatile of a player. He is going to win an MVP at some point in his career. He is just not going to win this MVP because it seems very obvious on who should win the award. And the person who should win the award is Aaron Judge. He has 51 home runs, 126 RBIs. He has 117 walks. He has 45 more walks than Bobby Witt Jr. does this year. He's slugging almost 700. It's just not close this year. We're not going to use Yankee Stadium as a knock. That stadium has had the same dimensions our entire life, and guys have not consistently been putting up the numbers that Aaron Judge is in. You can give him this award. Hey, you got it. You got it. The same way that in the MVP, sometimes you just got to give it to Mahomes. Hey, man, he won it, man. Hey, he just better. Aaron Judge this season, I'm sorry, the numbers are a little bit better. They jump out. I think you got to give Aaron Judge the award. I don't really think it's that close this season.
I wonder how much of your it being not close is based on accounting statistics, because a lot of the nerdcore analytics, like I saw this floating around Twitter or X or whatever they're calling it nowadays, doesn't matter. I saw this floating around that site the other day that Bobby Witt's F war had now surpassed Aaron Judge F war, whatever that means. The point of it is Bobby Witt is doing more for his team than Aaron Judge is. And yes, RBIs, home runs, those things are favoring Judge, but I'm curious if this ends up looking like, remember the year Zach Greinke won Cy Young and he was sub 500 win-loss, and there was a big argument in the baseball community, do wins-loss matter anymore still? I don't know this is going to change the way we look at baseball, but the super advanced nerd core analytics, even the numbers that Vern thinks, yo, those are a little deep cut, those tend to favor Bobby. So I'm curious if your average MVP voter cares about that, or are they going to look at, yo, home runs, and it's so overwhelming?
Yeah, I don't even know what F4 is. You could have just completely came up with that. You know what? I don't really like stats. I don't like stats that you can't explain to me how you came to the conclusion. Like, we all understand how you get to quarterback rating, right? Like, it's kind of simple. It's kind of straightforward. Like, I can explain to you how we get to that. Rob, can you tell me how they determine win probability? Can you explain it? I have no clue. It just pops up, and then people argue it like it's the gospel. Can you explain to me how a pro football focused ranking works? I'm not saying that these stats don't matter, but F war, that's the argument? That he has a better F war? If you're making the argument, someone on the text line says, hey, I saw a stat that said if they swapped home stadiums, they both would have 38 home runs. We read that stat. Perfectly fine. Aaron Judge, he's had a better offensive season this year. If you just take road games, in road games, Bobby Witt Jr. has hit 17 home runs, 46 RBIs. He's hitting 290 this year. Bobby Witt Jr. is hitting 378 at Kauffman Stadium. That is just absolutely mind-blowing. Aaron Judge has been better than him on the road. All right, take the home games away. Perfectly fine. Away from their respective stadium, Aaron Judge has been better than him. He has more home runs, more RBIs, is hitting for a higher average, has a higher on-base percentage, a higher slugging percentage. This is not me trying to put down Bobby Witt Jr. He has been the second best player in the American League this year. He's just not the best. That's okay. We don't have to try to poke holes in how great Aaron Judge has been to try to get Bobby Witt an award this year. He doesn't deserve it this year. He'll get one. Next year, 2 years from now, Bobby Witt Jr. will have his MVP, and it will be undeniable that he is the MVP. The same way that I think this year it's undeniable that Aaron Judge is the MVP in the American League.
I think that point is the most hard-hitting point you've made in a long time. I wonder if Royals fans in Kansas City for a long time had a little bit of little brother syndrome. Oh, the East Coast guys are just taking all our... That's not the case anymore in the NFL, and I don't think that's going to happen in baseball. Aaron Judge is going to probably beat him this one time, but Bobby Witt Jr. is going to end his career as an MVP. He will probably end his career with multiple MVPs if he stays healthy. He's 23 and did this. This is like Patrick Mahomes having that MVP season his first year as a starter. You figure more greatness is on the way. So if Royals fans are trying to find crazy stats like the F war one I mentioned, or some of the text line is explaining how, you know, Bobby plays a more premium defensive position and plays his position better defensively than Aaron Judge. Those things are true, but if Bobby continues to ascend and look like the player we are seeing this year, he's going to have hardware. He's going to have not just, you know, silver slugger or things like that. He's going to have real, real hardware. So I wonder how much of this, oh, I hate Aaron Judge, is part of that syndrome Kansas City has had about the East Coast bully taking it from the Midwest guy. But Bobby's going to get his.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.